Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We continue on The Week in Philly, and this week, Philadelphia City Council held a hearing to talk about how they're planning to respond to a second Donald Trump administration. Let's bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, give us the details on this hearing that was held on Wednesday.
Well, it was actually scheduled last month before the inauguration and that flurry of executive orders, given what President Trump had said during the campaign. Rue Landau, who is the first openly LGBT member of city council, felt it was worthy of a hearing.
We need to examine the city's readiness and commitment to protecting vulnerable communities in Philadelphia. So whether it's immigrant and refugee communities, LGBTQ plus communities, but also including a look at our protecting our reproductive rights in Philadelphia.
What's happened since then has only borne out her concerns. The executive orders did things like ended birthright citizenship, suspended refugee resettlement. There was just a slew of executive orders about immigration. But then there were also several that affect the LGBTQ plus community, including eliminating a non-binary gender recognition, saying that for purposes of sentencing to federal prison, prisoners would be assigned by the gender they were at birth. And so it proved to be very timely to have this hearing this week. And I guess another elephant in the room was that Mayor Sherelle Parker is not the immigration enthusiast that her predecessor, Jim Kenney, was. Jim Kenney very proudly signed an executive order making Philadelphia a welcoming city for immigrants. And while Mayor Parker has stood by that, she's also struck kind of a conciliatory tone with the Trump administration, saying she hopes they can work together. And so there was concern in the particularly in the immigrant advocacy community that she wouldn't really stand behind, you know, if push came to shove, if federal funds to the city were threatened, she might not stand behind that welcoming city EO. So I think among the things that got accomplished at this hearing was to hear the city solicitor say, you know, these welcoming executive orders are still in place. We intend to support them. Plus, we have a slew of anti-discrimination laws that will protect immigrants.
My office remains committed to enforcing these laws and continuing to support, uplift, and protect all persons within the border of our city.
So to hear that from sort of the top legal appointment in the Parker administration was a relief to a lot of people.
Now, also this week, Philadelphia's executive director of the Office of Immigrant Affairs resigned. Can you talk about this, what this office does, and was the resignation specifically a response to President Trump's moves on immigration?
Yeah, no, I think that this resignation has been coming for a while. Amy Eusebio is a subject matter expert on immigration, and I think that she's been somewhat frustrated by her desire to advocate for the immigrant community and feeling somewhat hamstrung by officials of the Parker administration who tend to keep very tight controls on the mayoral appointees. It's a very top-down administration, and so I think that for a long time, she'd been feeling not quite free to run the office the way she wanted to. So this has kind of been a long time coming. But yes, the timing to come just right after this hearing was, I think, unfortunate for the message the administration wants to send about its advocacy for the immigration community.
Given that, you think it'll be a tough position to fill?
Well, the mayor says that she is going to do a national search. So certainly there are, you know, must be people out there at large in the country who'd be willing to come and take the job on. I think offices like this in cities and welcoming cities are going to be especially important. So it is, I think it will be an attractive position for someone.
And you talked earlier about how Mayor Parker is kind of approaching the Trump administration. Do you think she's at this point just trying to keep her powder dry and see how things start to play out?
Oh, definitely. I think one thing that we saw in the Biden administration is what a difference the federal government really can make for a city. I mean, the federal government helped Philadelphia avoid a huge budget deficit in their 2021 budget. They've sent like $100 million to Philadelphia just in the last year alone. So I think the mayor wants to try to have a good relationship with Washington, D.C. And even though she's often will, you know, take on fights and seems pretty tough about a lot of things, she has said she's not naturally pugnacious and she doesn't want to get into a fight before there's even a reason to.
All right, thank you, Pat. And you'll actually be sticking around for another segment after the break when we discuss a new drug court in Philly. We will have that and more coming up in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.